This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Plans are in place to build out a pharmaceutical industry here. A political scientist believes a Supreme Court ruling on the controversial DLP matter will prolong the internal conflict. Insurers worry that there may be as many as 10,000 uninsured cars being driven on this country's roads. Some homeless people will benefit from jobs ahead of the T20 Cricket World Cup, and Papua New Guinea orders evacuations after a landslide as thousands of people are feared to be buried. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Plans are underway to establish and build out a pharmaceutical industry in Barbados. This is according to Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael. He said that following Barbados's experience with the COVID-19 virus, government saw it as critical that the country be able to produce its own pharmaceuticals. Speaking during a St. Michael North Branch meeting, Mr. Ishmael explained that the authorities have been working to develop the regulatory framework to facilitate this move.
We had to get legislative support, and we've had a team of senators who have been on the ground in Barbados on several occasions, meeting with the Ministry of Health officials, meeting with the Barbados Drug Formulary, and meeting with the team and the Barbados Drug Service, and meeting with them and coming up with the regulatory and legislative framework that would allow for this industry to be built out. And I must say to you, people of St. Michael North and people of Barbados, this work is well advanced, and very, very soon we will be able to see the establishment of that regulatory authority, and then we will be able to move from there over time.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael. Political scientist Davron Bruce believes that the ruling by the Supreme Court in the controversial Democratic Labour Party matter further prolongs the conflict within the party. Chief Justice Leslie Haynes has handed down an interim ruling that, for the time being, Andre Worrell will act as president and Pedro Shepherd as general secretary of the DLP. The next scheduled court date is June 26th.
Just in essence prolongs what seems to be an ongoing crisis within the DLP. I believe it pushes back the hearing now a month, which now creates lengthy uncertainty between the two parties. I know they said, for instance, that the status quo remains, so therefore Andre Worrell and Pedro Shepherd will remain the two leading officers of the party, but it has not settled the long-term question regarding who, in essence, now carries the extended confidence of the DLP and will retain the office for the long term.
Mr. Bruce believes the matter could be carried into next year.
Because if you consider the fact that the DLP has changed the constitution to have those officers elected for two terms, there's a very real possibility that this could continue well into 2025 August. So I think the DLP still finds itself in a case of turmoil, and the ruling today has not particularly settled that question.
Political scientist Davron Bruce. The insurance sector is reporting that there may be as many as 10,000 uninsured cars on this country's roads. This, as a man injured in a recent vehicle collision ponders his options for compensation after discovering that the other car involved in that crash has no insurance. Sources close to the hospitalized crash victim tell Starcom Network News that the man sustained a serious injury and his vehicle has been extensively damaged, as he was disheartened by the news that the other car is uninsured. President of the Barbados General Insurance Association, Randy Graham, who previously voiced concern about the number of uninsured vehicles on the highways, says this case further underscores the seriousness of the situation.
When these occurrences happen, it really does disappoint and hurt us, right? It's a very unfortunate circumstance that we're trying to eradicate. I mean, from the insurance company standpoint, I mean, we continue to share as much information as we can with the authorities on which cars have proper insurance and which cars don't. But to be fair, I mean, the police just does not have the resources to monitor every vehicle on the road, right? We need to give them the technology where they could track these vehicles with the cameras. And where the vehicles aren't insured, we can direct to pull them off the road.
He believes there's a large number of vehicles being driven on the highways without insurance.
Our our assessment, last time we checked, it was upwards of 10,000 vehicles. Based on the numbers alone, that may very well not have insurance, right? So whether those cars are on the road, driven on the road sometimes or not, the point is that there are at least 10,000 cars that we as an industry don't have insurance on. So if the people put them on the road, there's a lot of cars on the road that don't have insurance.
President of the Barbados General Insurance Association, Randy Graham. Some homeless people have been offered employment for the T20 Cricket World Cup next month. This was revealed by President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri, during a stakeholders' consultation at Radisson Aquatica Resort. Mr. Safri says this is part of the Alliance's collaboration with the World Cup Organizing Committee.
They said that we could have a virtual cleanup group. And they said, we want you to hire homeless people for this, for the month of June. So they did benefit. You know what the first thing they did? Asked everybody at church if they want a job. Everybody was at a meeting on Friday. Everybody came to a meeting on Friday. Everybody said yes to the job. One of the stipulations is that no way you can have a job and be sleeping on the streets. If you want a job, sleep in the shelter. And they said that we could have a virtual cleanup group. And they said, we want you to hire homeless people for this, for the month of June.
President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. Renovations at Kensington Oval have been completed. The announcement was made by Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. In a video promoting the Oval's open day on Wednesday, Ms. Motley encouraged Barbadians to be part of the significant event.
And our Kensington Oval, the Mecca, is ready. I'm going there on Wednesday at 5 p.m., but the doors are open from 1:30 p.m. for guided tours. I invite you to come and be part of it. Come and take a selfie. Take a selfie at the Mecca with your friends. Take a selfie just to be able to have it for history. We're so proud of what we've been able to do to bring it back up to welcome the world. I'm going to be there along with other members of the cabinet and indeed maybe even some cricket legends who are already telling us how great Kensington looks.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. There's a call for the National Peace Program to introduce an initiative designed to rehabilitate and reintegrate people who commit minor offenses for the first time. The call comes from King's Counsel Michael Lashley, who also wants government to provide an alternative to the penal institution for those who have committed their first offense and are remanded in custody as they await trial.
It is my view that the National Peace Program should be focusing on the vulnerable ones in society and also first-time offenders. I think the focus should be on them to bring programs so that they can reintegrate back into society without any issues, of course, and that they will have a network. I also would like to see the day come that government establish an institution for first-time offenders and particularly persons who are charged or who are now in contact with the criminal justice system for the first time, that if there is some cause to remand, that they will remand it to an institution. And also, that institution should also cater to first-time offenders who have been sentenced by a court. So to move them away from the hardened persons at the prison and so that the rehabilitation and reform process will be easier.
He believes first-time offenders can benefit from the skills training program. Jamaica's health minister, Dr. Christopher Tufton, says the country is facing a health crisis with the increasing number of Jamaicans unaware of their health status. Speaking on the recent Radio Jamaica's hotline, Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton highlighted what he described as interesting findings from a recent Know Your Numbers health campaign staged in Maypen. Dr. Tufton said tests conducted on individuals revealed that many were unaware that they had chronic illnesses. The health minister sought to underscore the importance of Jamaicans to understand their health status before it's too late. And finally, the government of Papua New Guinea has ordered thousands of residents to evacuate from the path of a still active landslide after parts of a mountain collapsed, burying at least 2,000 people, and this is according to government's estimates. Officials said the odds of finding survivors were slim, even as relief teams have trickled into the difficult-to-access northern Enga region of the Pacific Nation since Friday. Heavy equipment and aid have been slow to arrive because of the treacherous terrain and tribal unrest in remote areas, forcing military to escort convoys of relief teams. Recapping the headlines. Plans are in place to build out a pharmaceutical industry in Barbados. A political scientist believes the Supreme Court ruling on the controversial DLP matter will prolong the internal conflict. Insurers worry that there may be as many as 10,000 uninsured cars being driven on this country's roads. Some homeless people will benefit from jobs ahead of the T20 Cricket World Cup. And Papua New Guinea orders evacuations after a landslide as thousands of people are feared to be buried. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.